Now, about our Featured Artist of the Month. You may have noticed that the featured artist group that I mentioned early in the program last month was not the same one that I played later on. I wound up spinning two in a row from Robin Welty instead of songs from Elijah's request. Well, I think it's good for us all to be humbled from time to time, and one of my turns comes right now. I made a mistake. There, I feel so much better already. They say confession is good for the soul. I believe it. Now, someone might be thinking right now, Wyatt, this is hardly a sin. What's the point in confessing such a trivial matter? I suppose it's a fair question, but my train of thought goes like this. If I can't bring myself to a place where I can admit my little mistakes, those embarrassing little flubs that I am very capable of, how hard's it going to be for me to get into the habit of confessing really important things like my sin? 1 John 1 verse 9 tells us that if we confess our sins, Jesus is faithful to forgive them and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That's a great promise from our Creator and an excellent memory verse to have in that spiritual file folder of your mind. So while mixing up our featured artist last month wasn't a sin, it's just a good opportunity for me to keep developing that good habit of admitting when I've been wrong about something. What's that? You don't have a spiritual file folder in your brain? Well, that's no good. I've heard it said that our brain is like an incredible computer, so let's take a new folder and make it right now for you. What you need to do is grab that control mouse in your brain and just right-click, then select Create New Folder. Okay, now type in Spiritual Files and hit the Enter key. Now there, your spiritual file folder is started and you already have your first file to drag into the folder. It's the promise that if you confess your sins to God, He's faithful to forgive them. 1 John 1:9. Friends, we're not going to hear heaven's gates open up if we don't have our sins forgiven. Well, now here's the first of two songs from our featured artist this month, the ones that I should have played last month. The group is called Elijah's Request, and this is a very special family. Mom, Dad, two sisters, and a brother. I'm going to tell you a little more about them after their first song. But right now, here's Elijah's Request with a song called Heaven's Sound.